The following program is a specialty program. Unless otherwise identified, the participants on the program are not employees of Corus Entertainment. Opinions expressed may not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Sitting in with me tonight is Joan Kelly Walker, and I'm Laura Bellotta. And on tonight's show, we are joined by medium Sherry Gallant. Sherry is dedicated to helping individuals by acting as the messenger for loved ones in spirit to relay messages to their loved ones here on earth. People come to Sherry for peace, guidance, comfort, and even closure. And tonight, we're going to learn more about mediumship and how connecting with a medium can help one overcome grief, how it can help when dealing with the unexpected loss of a loved one, and how tapping into your own intuition can help you learn more about the connections around you. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, as always. Now, there are people who believe in mediums, okay, and being able to communicate with the past, with past loved ones. And then there are those that don't believe that anyone connect with the deceased. Now, regardless of how you feel, I want everyone to keep an open mind with the information that you're going to be hearing tonight. And the reason I strongly believe in mediums is because I've had several encounters with spirit as well as a very positive reading from a medium at one point in my life where most of the details provided by the medium at that time were very strangely specific to me, and that there was no way that this information could have been just made up or known. And I think, Joan, I mean, you share the same beliefs, but I can't speak for you, of course.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I also, I lost my dad 2 years ago, and I spoke through a medium with him, and it was the same thing. I could tell my dad was there, and it just filled my heart so much and gave me so much peace and comfort. But you know what? I have a bit of a question before we get started. Sherry, what's the difference between a psychic and a medium? Like some people listening might be wondering about that.
Right. So what happens is people have always told me, like I've always learned that mediums can be psychic, but psychics can't be mediums. But I don't call myself a psychic medium. I just call myself a medium. I don't feel like I am psychic, and I don't tell somebody their past, present, future. As an example, I had a woman that came to see me, and we were sitting there, and I said to her that I had heard the song Hello, and she said, by Adele, and I said, no, by Lionel Richie, and she's like, oh my God, my dad's name is Lionel. So then we were carrying on, and I said to her, he showed me a blue blanket, are you pregnant? And she's like, absolutely not. And she even said, like, listen, like, I am not pregnant, things aren't great, blah, blah, blah. And then what happened, her mom, they stopped off at Shoppers Drug Mart on the way home, and she did a home pregnancy test, and she was pregnant. And then 9 months later, she had a baby boy. So that was the blue blanket. So that's not, everybody's like, well, that's psychic. You told her you were pregnant. And I also told her to look inside a toy box that was in front of her fireplace, and she found her missing wedding ring. So, but they're like, well, you're psychic. No, her dad told me that. Mm-hmm. Her dad was the one who told me that. So how can I say that I'm the one who predicted that?
So psychics don't really talk to the deceased. Mediums do. And psychics predict the future.
Yes, past, present, future. Mediums, we connect, it's about validating that our loved ones are with us and are always with us. So they show us things. And, you know, they will show you things that will be happening in the future. They will show you that. But that's from your loved ones. It's not from me. I'm the conduit. I'm the messenger. I'm in the middle, right? I'm just like a three-way call.
Now, what's important for people to know about mediumship? Are there common misconceptions that you frequently encounter?
Yes. First of all, I don't wear a big pointy hat, and I don't have a big wart on my nose. I'm just a normal person that lives in Caledon, and I just love healing people and what help with their healing. And the thing that people think it's really creepy or it's like voodoo, and they're like, well, I'm religious, but you know what? Mediumship has nothing to do with religion. Like, there's a difference between religion and spiritualism. I believe in God. Of course I do. But spirit, religion is based on somebody's experience, where spirit is based on our own, right? Spiritualism is based on our own journey. So when people come and see me and it's like they're scared, it's the religion thing I think that scares them the most, because they're afraid that they're doing something bad. How can it be bad? It's your loved one coming through.
Well, some, I know that the Catholic or Christian belief is they don't believe in this stuff. They think it's works of the devil or whatever. So, I mean, that's what I've heard. But do you believe in a heaven and a hell?
I believe in heaven. I don't believe in hell. I think hell is earth.
I've heard that before. Joan, have you heard that?
I have heard that. But Sherry, I'm wondering, like, when did you first discover these talents? Like, were you young and didn't know what was happening?
Well, I believe that we all have it. We all connect. But what happens is, so up to about 4 or 5, we see spirit very clearly. And then what happens is, as we get older, we start to hear from, we get influenced by humans or adults, and they say, you know, there's no such thing as imaginary friends. So then we don't want to be different. So we kind of put it in the back burner. And then what happens is, throughout life, you don't want to be creeped out. Like, you know, bullying. You don't want to be bullied in school. You don't want this. So you just kind of keep it hidden. And then we have what you call a spiritual reawakening. And a spiritual reawakening is when something tragic happens, whether it's the loss of a loved one. Mine was a car accident in 2002, where I literally ended up in a graveyard. And I was literally 5 feet away from my friend's gravesite, who I named my son after.
Oh, my goodness.
We need to take a break. We're going to continue with this conversation. We're learning about mediumship tonight and how it can help you overcome grief right here on the Dating and Relationship Show. We'll be right back.
Now back to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bilotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dating and Relationship Show. Tonight, we are joined by Sherry Gallant. She's a spiritualist who relays messages from spirit to those still living here on Earth. I'm your host, Laura Bilotta, and joining me tonight is Joan Kelly Walker. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Before the break, Sherry was letting us in on how she learned that she had the gift of mediumship. So I want to continue with that. Go ahead.
So, yeah, so I had ended up in that graveyard. But after that, things started happening. And from that very first moment when I was in the hospital after my accident, I looked at my husband and I said, somebody took me out of my car and put me back in when it was all over with. And then from there, things started happening. And then what happened was, I was like, who do I talk to about this? People are going to think I'm crazy. Who do I talk to? So I started doing some research, and then I found a group. And then I told my husband and son, I'm going to meditation class. I'm going to yoga, because I didn't want them to think, oh my gosh, is she losing it? And then I finally come out of the closet with them. And then
some people, like, in your family, were they sort of fearful for you?
My mom always told me, oh my gosh, you said that. Or she always noticed. My mom was very spiritual. There's no such thing as coincidences. We all have it. And, you know, it's just a matter of even that gut instinct that we get. You know, Joan and Laura, that when you walk into a room, you can feel the negative energy coming from somebody.
Oh, yes. I can totally pick up on all that.
Right?
But you offer courses, right? Like, you believe that everyone has the ability to connect to the spirit world, and you offer the courses. I know, because I almost took one of them, and I know that you have one right now online virtually. I'm actually thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Are there certain people who are more in tune than others? Like, how do you know?
It's not a matter of being in tune. It's a matter of confidence. It's a matter of trying to figure out which is coming from spirit and which is coming from our own mind.
Okay.
And I always try. So what I say is, I call it my dictionary. Every single one of us in this world have our own personal dictionary. And in that dictionary is everybody we've ever met in life everything we've ever done. So what happens is spirit uses my dictionary for me to learn and then transfer the message over to the sitter or the receiver. So what happens is, for instance, if they show me my son, they're telling me they're a young male. I had the one lady that was here who said to me, or I said to her, I don't know, but I keep seeing my son. And I says, is his name Michael? And she rolled up her sleeve and she had In Memory of Mikey tattooed on her arm.
Yeah.
So that's how I relate. Different mediums do it in different ways. But I always tell my students, you know, it's your dictionary. And it's even when I do these live events and shows and stuff like that, it's like sometimes I'm like, why do sometimes I feel like I repeat myself? But it's not that I'm repeating myself. It's how my dictionary is. So when I say, you know, I'm seeing my son, it's a young male. And then, you know, another young male comes through and I see my son again. It's not repeating because that's their way of getting me to say it. And it's never about me. It's not for me to understand. It's for the receiver to understand. For instance, one of my students was like, so at the end of the workshop, what I do is I get everybody to do a reading. You know, and someone's got 30 things, and this one lady had one. She goes, I only got one thing. I really suck at this. And I'm like, what did you get? Because it could be the most important thing. She goes, all I see is barley soup. So it ended up, the woman that was in the class, another woman in the class, actually that day was her husband's birthday, and his name was Bartley.
So we need to take this course.
That was his way. That was his way. Because I don't know somebody named Bartley, so he would show me barley soup, but it's not for me to understand. And I looked at that student and I went, you know how important that was?
How, and Sherry, how about, how can tapping into your own intuition help you learn more about the connections around you?
What do you mean the connections around us? Like in spirit or just with people in general?
No, people in general.
Well, I'm an empath. So, and most of us are. So we're like these sponges. So what happens, you know when you hold a sponge, how light it feels?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is you take it and you submerge it into water. And you know how it soaks? Well, this is your body. You're that empty sponge. And that energy you're sucking in from other people just fills you. Oh. And you know what the word disease comes from? Your body being at dis-ease. So you know what? When your body's at dis-ease, you physically and mentally get ill. So I always tell people, you have to protect your own energy. And as much as sometimes it could be family, close friends, send them love. Spend as little time as possible, and you need to protect your own private space because that's your energy. That's you, right? And it's okay. And always protect yourself. You know, you can just say, please surround myself in white light and wear something sage, Palo Santos, do some cleansing.
Crystals.
Crystals, yes.
Sherry, do you mean like when you're dealing with energy of other people in the room or when you're actually communicating with someone who's passed?
So she's talking about energy of the other people that are sucking it out of you because people are energy suckers and we need to protect ourselves from them.
Energy vampires, I call them.
Energy
vampires. And unfortunately, a lot of our family and friends don't know that they're doing it to us.
Well, I let them know. I cleaned up like years ago because I learned of this a long time ago, and I don't deal with anyone who sucks my energy from me.
Good for you.
I mean, family you can't get rid of, but any friends or anybody that I come in contact with that is really negative all the time, and you can feel it, Joan. You know those people that
you can feel it. You can also just choose to not be affected or to acknowledge that you're being affected.
I don't know. I can't do that. I can't do that personally.
See, it's hard for me because it's like I'm a magnet. It just automatically sucks. I don't know if I'm a Pisces, so I don't know if you know, that's got something to do with us being more sensitive or what, but
isn't it something about the light? Like people want to suck the light out of us. Like we shine a bright light. I've heard
I've never heard that before, to be honest. People are just not happy. And they're not happy to see other people happy. And it's unfortunate because, you know, you want to see people succeed. You want to see them. And it's nothing personal. But envy and jealousy is the worst disease in the world. But sometimes people don't even realize they're doing it.
Okay, Cher, we got to take a break. We'll be right back, guys. Stay with us.
Now back to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bilotta from singleinthiscity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And we're back. You're tuned in to the Dating and Relationship Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Laura Bilotta from singleinthiscity.ca. Sitting in with me tonight is the lovely Joan Kelly Walker. And our special guest is Sherry Gallant. She is conduit for loved ones in spirit to relay messages to those here on Earth. We're having a very interesting conversation. Sherry, what can people expect during a reading?
During a reading, well, they don't really expect anything, a lot of people. They just, sometimes, it depends why they come. A lot of people come out of curiosity because of TV. A lot of people come hoping to connect with a loved one. What they do expect is, I just got an email from somebody this morning, actually, that said, I felt like I was sitting there having a conversation with my husband.
Mm.
And she says it just helps. It alleviates anxiety, depression, heartbreak. You know, they're calling mediumship the new wellness coaches. And because really, if it brings comfort, then who's to say it's not healing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember after my reading, it was like a weight had lifted off me. It was so surreal.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many signs. Yes.
Pardon?
There's so much signs. Like I always say, people don't even need to go. A lot of people want to just confirm that what they're seeing is sometimes their loved one as well, because they'll have like signs and certain things that happen, which I know we're going to get into later on.
We can get into it now. What are the signs? I think, Joan, you had an experience a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. I did.
What's that?
Yeah, I probably sound like crazy, but I was...
No, you don't.
I was sending an email, and I was like, should I send the email now? Should I wait? And then I thought, I better check that contract. So I go to the filing cabinet, and I was still debating, do I send it, do I not? And then literally, a photo of my dad in a frame fell over. Clearly, he was telling me, don't send the thing.
Right.
So I said, okay, thanks, Dad. I'm not sending it. And then later that day, I found this unusual, beautiful feather, which, you know, I just noticed things like that. And it was, you know, something unusual that I have never seen in our yard before. And it was just like another little, like, I'm here. And it gave me comfort.
Right.
I don't know why the frame fell over. Maybe there was something rattling, or I don't know, but I think it was something else.
Well, he was trying to give you a hint. He was trying to stop you from what you were doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Let me ask you something, Joan. This is like way out of nowhere. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. I keep hearing a song.
A song?
I keep hearing actually two songs, and I just want to sing, hey, bus driver, speed up a little bit. And I don't know what a bus driver has to do with you.
My dad was a bus driver.
Oh, Joan.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He was a farmer, and then in the winter, he drove the school bus.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, my gosh, I just got shivers.
Yeah.
Okay, is and that out people- there?
That's way out there.
No, but is that out there?
Oh, I was like, no.
Nobody would know that. Nobody would know that, Sherry.
No. Like, hey, I mean, people know my dad was a farmer. Bit.
Right?
Wow. So what was
but they didn't know. I wanted to sing, oh, Johnny boy.
Oh my God, my dad's name is John. Okay, I'm not like.
Okay, those are the only two things I got. Okay, so I asked. I said, please. I know. There's, you know, there's stuff out there in public and whatever. I don't, you know, like, please give me something. There is no way I would know. And the first thing I heard was the school bus song.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
He's handing you a rose.
He's sending me a rose, and my mother's name is Roselene. Wow.
The school bus. I've seen the magic school bus. That's amazing.
That's really beautiful.
So, you know, when you said the picture, all of a sudden, when you said the picture fell over?
Yeah.
I started hearing the school bus.
Wow.
So that just confirms that the picture was him.
Yeah. I knew it was. I feel him there. Like, he's not far away. Like, I just know that he's there. And I know, I'm crying. He's an emotional guy. Like, he's not a man that's afraid to cry or show emotion. And I think he was trying to save me some headache.
Yes.
Sending that email or not sending that email, getting trouble with the timing of a contract. And,
right.
Struggling. Yeah. So that, wow. Okay. I got goosebumps on my goosebumps.
I don't see anything about farming. All I saw was go bus driver, or, you know, say bus driver, speed up a little bit.
Sherry, just quickly before we go to break, our loved ones are always with us when they pass.
Always. And, you know, I always say, like, my mom is also on the other side, and I don't really get messages from her often. I always say because my brothers need her more, so she's probably out visiting them, right? Because I feel like there's other people who need them as well, so don't ever feel that you don't get signs in that, because sometimes somebody else needs them a little more than you do right now.
Yeah, and when we come back, we're going to continue with the signs because we didn't get back to that yet. And if Joan's dad has any more messages he wants to relay, then we can do that as well. We'll be right back. Okay.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta. From singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show. I'm your host, Laura Bellotta, with Joan Kelly Walker tonight. And Sherry Gallant is with us. She is a medium, and she's also a conduit for loved ones and spirits to relay messages to those here on Earth. We're having a really amazing conversation, and Sherry was able to channel Joan's dad, which was quite interesting. And Joan, I know you had some questions for...
You know what? I'm sitting here just blown away at what happened in the previous segment. But I just want to clarify, in case anybody's wondering out there, like, you know, I'm in the public eye, and publicly, people ask, you know, what did your parents do? I always say my dad's a farmer, because he was primarily a farmer, but he was also, on the side, a bus driver. And so, Sherry, when you brought up that song that you were suddenly hearing, Hey, Bus Driver, Speed Up a Little Bit, you know, that's something that people would not have known. And, you know, the second song, Oh, Johnny Boy, my dad's name is John. I mean, maybe people could have found out what my dad's name is. But the fact that he's handing me a rose, and that's my mother's name. And he adores my mother. Adores.
That was
really beautiful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. See, it's those little things, just like that, like how one comment or one sign can bring somebody comfort.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you feel like, okay, things are not finite. Things are not black and white. It's all the beautiful shades of gray in between is, you know, where we live. And in this universe, you know, there's so many things that we don't know. And this just reinforces a lot of hope and a lot of joy.
I think it gives us hope that we will connect with our loved ones again. And that's what it gave me. I know that this isn't the end, that when we leave this earth, there is something else out there for us. that we can look forward to, because I think death is inevitable, obviously. And I'm, how do you, it's so hard to just imagine someone being gone and never connecting with them again. So I just think it brings you hope. And I love what you're doing, Sherry.
Right. But you know, Laura, I always tell people, like, listen, I would love to have my mom here all to myself. You know what I mean? Like, I want her here physically.
Mm-hmm.
But when I vision the family reunion that she walked into, it puts a big smile on my face that her mother hasn't seen her, her father hasn't seen her, her sister hasn't seen her, and her brother hasn't seen her in all these years. So that's what I focus on. It's their time now.
Aww.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And how soon after a loved one's death should someone consult a medium? Is it possible to connect with someone too soon after their passing? Like, for example, someone who has just passed from COVID.
I've had a couple emails that somebody will email. And one person had emailed and said, I just lost my mom from COVID. Can I get a reading? And I sent back and I said, no. First of all, it drives me crazy when people tell me that, because if they wouldn't have told me that, I probably would have booked them, right? So, but I feel, but this is personal. I'm sure there's a medium out there that'll do it the next day. My personal reason is they have to go through a grieving process.
They do?
And it's the people that are left here, the person coming through for the coming for the reading. Their emotions are a roller coaster, and it also depends on how the person died. If they were older and lived a great life, okay, that's fine. But somebody who has taken their own life or a tragic accident, like, there's people are just emotional roller coaster. So it's like grief counseling, right? It's like a new grief counseling, but we're not doctors. But it's just, you have to really, they're very delicate. And that's just my own personal opinion. So I always ask them to wait 6 months to a year. 6 months to a year.
Okay. And does the spirit ever give you messages about what to expect on the other side?
Usually when somebody's been in a wheelchair that was here, is dancing, they want you to know that they're dancing again on the other side. They just let you know that it's beautiful. It's all about the family and the friends that they've seen now that they haven't seen in so long. Wow. You know, I've done Holocaust people. I've done so many situations about people passing, and you know, it's such a reunion when you see somebody who's passed and hasn't even seen their parents since they were 3 years old, and it's just such a powerful thing.
Wow. Yeah, it reinforces that connection. Like, if they haven't seen their parents since they were 3 years old, how important that is. Like, there's a deeper connection than we can really understand.
Yes, and it's about, they want us to know they're okay. You know, when somebody passes, the first 2 or 3 days are really important, because they're letting you know. I'll get into it. I can tell you some crazy signs that I got from my mom, and it was the first 2-3 days afterwards. And now she just pops in. I don't think I'll have time to explain it, maybe in the next segment, but it's just like, just signs, as if, like, you know, when she had passed and I was doing a celebration of life for her, and I had called this man about these doves, and then I had these doves to for her grandchildren to let go at her service, these white doves. And I was saying to my friend, I was telling my friend on my way to the airport, and I'm like, she's never going to see my new house, because I was building a house. As I was going to the airport, I have to drive up the house that was being built. I have to drive up that street. And there was a minivan in front of me, and it looked like it was lost. And I'm on a country road, and it's dark. So as I pulled behind, it stopped in front of the driveway, in front of the house under construction. And the license plate said TWODOVES.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know. Coincidence? I just started telling my friend about these doves and then this license plate in front of my house under construction. And I just said, thanks, Mom.
Ladies, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. We're talking about how mediumship can help when dealing with the unexpected loss of a loved one right here on the Dating and Relationship Show. Stay with us.
Now back to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bilotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Tonight on the Dating and Relationship Show, we're learning more about mediumship and how connecting with a medium can help one overcome grief. I'm your host, Laura Bilotta. Joining me tonight is Sherry Gallant. She is a medium and, of course, the lovely Joan Kelly Walker as well. So let's continue our conversation about the signs, because we kind of got into it, but not really. So what are some more signs that someone has passed and is trying to connect with you?
Well, it could be, so animals, so our loved ones are energy now. People are like, well, why can't they have a conversation with you? First of all, they're not in human form. They don't have vocal cords. So it's all about energy. And if you're not going to get the signs, they're not going to waste their energy. So what happens is there's like different signs. You know, animals, oh my gosh, animals are the big thing when it comes to signs. If you have a dog or a cat and it just as if it sees somebody up in the corner, but there's nobody there, barking at nothing, being scared, hiding under the couch, but there's nothing there.
It could also mean they're senile.
Yeah, it could be too.
We're talking younger pets. Okay, continue. Sorry,
I had to say younger. Other entity, though, instead of, oh, that's my loved one, could that be like someone that was there 100 years ago?
It could be. And, but you would know that. Do you feel like, you know, if you watch, like, is my house haunted or something like that? Like, it's,
well,
but
I had a spirit in my other house, and my dog, would let me know when it was around for sure. And it would growl at night, and I would hear noises, and I would hear footsteps, and yeah. And so, Joe, now people think I'm crazy, but I don't care because it's the truth.
You know what, though, Laura? It's not a bad thing. I've never experienced...
I don't think it is. I think it's a wonderful thing.
It's a wonderful thing. Maybe that person, that was their most, they ever felt good. Or maybe they needed help crossing over. Maybe they needed to be told to go. It's okay. There's so many different reasons why. I had a little boy, actually. I was brushing my teeth, and I felt... down the hall to my left, I was like, why do I feel something really low? And I looked down the hall, and it was like a little boy, probably about 4 years old, wearing jean overalls, blonde hair, and he was playing peekaboo with me. Mm. And then it was just, and then what happened was we went on a family vacation, and my mom at the time came to stay at the house. And I got home and she's like, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened. And I'm like, I'll believe it. And she's like, I woke up in the middle of the night and there was a little blonde boy in the middle of Michael's bedroom floor playing with his toys.
So what did you do? Did you tell him it's okay to go?
I told him it was okay to go. And that house was actually torn down to build a new one. But I got great feelings from him. He didn't scare me. And you can tell them if they do scare you, you're scaring me. Because that's the last thing. And you can feel the young energy. Like I felt the peekaboo. You know, he'd pop his head around the corner. Peekaboo. You can tell older person, even when you do readings, do they have a mullet? Do they have, like, you can tell if they were years ago. But you also got to remember, if somebody died 90 years old and up, 80 years old, and sometimes they'll show you the time when they felt the best they ever felt in their life.
Mm-hmm.
If they were sick for a long time, they'll show you what they looked like before that. Mm-hmm. I had my last show was, I kept seeing turtles, and sometimes you see signs of things up to, like, why? Why do I keep seeing turtles? And this is what I kept saying. Why am I seeing turtles everywhere? And then I was on my way to Erin to do a show, and they had a turtle crossing sign on the road. And I'm like, wow, what is with turtles? So I go to this event. There's, I don't know, 300 people. And all of a sudden I see turtles and a young man. So, and I said, Randy. And this woman in the audience put her hand up and I saw water. And I says, he says, thank you. Well, he passed, her brother passed away about 30 years ago and he loved turtles. But when she threw his ashes into the lake, when she spread his ashes, all the turtles came up and ate them.
Oh my.
Wow.
So how significant was the turtle?
Wow.
Very.
Yeah.
Okay, so quickly share, because we haven't answered this still. The other signs. I know we've talked about this before.
Feathers,
dimes, feathers.
Birds, dimes. People are like, well, why not pennies? You know, it's whatever coin you see, like, all the time. And I always tell people, money means valued. So the sign when it comes to money is they're telling you that you're valued. So maybe you're not having a good day that day. Maybe you're feeling down. But then what happens is, if you have many people on the other side, a lot of times, look at the year on the coin, because a lot of times they'll show you the year of their passing.
Huh.
I have a really good...
And music. They talk to you
and music. When that song, a song you don't hear very often, like my mother listened to Freddie Fender, and it was like, when I hear a Freddie Fender song, like, who listens to
Whoever
Freddie
that
Fender?
Is. Whoever that is, I don't know.
Waste the days and waste the nights. Like, okay. I remember that song, right?
Yeah.
And just... Yeah, they're there. It could be license plates. It could be a big billboard. It could be, you know, ask. And I always say, ask and you shall receive.
Okay, one more quick question before the break. What about a baby that's passed, that a baby that hasn't learned to communicate, or animals? Are you still able to receive messages from them?
Yes, I had a woman come to me and I'm like, I don't know, but I'm not feeling anything. I don't feel like you have anybody on the other side. She's like, I don't. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm going on and all of a sudden I saw this spice, saffron. And I'm like, the only thing I see is this saffron spice. She broke down crying. My
that
cat,
was her dog?
Saffron, my her cat. It was her cat. And you know what? She has no kids. That was her family. That was her child. So who are we to judge, you know? And it was saffron. And I saw a box with a paw on it. And she even broke down more because she's like, I knew Saffron didn't like her cremation box because that paw doesn't look like hers. God love her. Like,
oh, Sherry, you must have so many stories. You need a book now. We need to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us for our last segment. This is so interesting tonight.
You're listening to the Dating and Relationship Show with Laura Bellotta from singleinthecity.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're tuned into the Dating and Relationship Show on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm Laura Bellotta with Joan Kelly Walker tonight and Sherry Gallant. She's a medium who relays messages from spirit to those still living. She's in studio with us. Before the break, I had asked her about a baby. Maybe a baby that's passed, a baby that hasn't yet learned how to communicate, or perhaps animals, are they still able to receive messages from them? And, of course, she said that with animals, yes, but we haven't heard your answer about the babies.
Right. So what happens with babies is I've had other people holding babies. So if somebody's mother, for instance, if I lost a child, I would see like my mother is there holding a baby in a wrapped in a pink blanket. And I would say to somebody, she's holding a baby in a pink blanket. And I just, this just happened to me a few days ago. And she said, I had my baby passed away at 2 days old and it was a baby girl. As I get older, when they pass away, I had a little girl, I think she was 18 months old. And all I kept hearing was Isha, 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 Isha. Well, her sister's name was Patricia.
Aww.
And that's what she called her, Isha. And I never knew what it meant, but it was not for me to understand.
Right. So, Sherry, okay, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, you know, maybe I should check this out. You know, this might help me or be interesting. How do people avoid scams?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. There's a lot, just like anything, there's scams out there. There's a lot of quacks, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I will tell industry. You, yeah, in any industry, it's really sad that somebody would do this to somebody who's grieving. I had a young couple a few years ago that emailed me because they felt like their house, they had moved here from Portugal, and she spoke English, but he didn't. And they were living in this house, and they felt really cold in this one room, so they wouldn't even go in this room. They locked it. But they had heard, they watched, they seen somebody on TV, a commercial, a psychic or medium, I don't know who it was, but so they called her and they went to see her. And as soon as they walked in, the lady was like, "You have evil all around you. I can help you." And they're like, "Yes, we need help." And they're in their 20s with a newborn baby and an autistic child, okay? Like in their early 20s, just coming from another country. So she's like, "Okay, okay, we need the help." She says, "Well, it's going to be $6,000.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What?" And they're like, "We don't have $6,000.
Yeah. So that's why people get so skeptical, I think, because, you know, you hear these stories and then you think, well, this is all just a big scam. What do you say to those people that are so skeptical?
I would say to them, do your research. You can do your research. There's ways of getting out there. A good medium is online.
And word of mouth is the best way as well.
Word of mouth also. And I'm always a recorder. I record every reading I do, and I send it to the person. A lot of mediums don't allow it. I don't know why, but I feel that there's no reason not to.
Well, the one that I went to taped, recorded my session as well.
And that's good. And that's good. Because why shouldn't she or he, right?
Yeah. I've also been told, Sherry, that people by the people that practice this dark arts spellcraft stuff, that, you know, you have this dark energy around you, we can get rid of it, send me the shirt, send me this, it's, you know, right, $10,000, here, let me, you, or there are those that'll say, hey, you, let's cast a spell on this person so that they can fall in love with you. It's amazing that people actually fall for this stuff.
I know.
I have spoken to another medium about this, and she said that there is such a thing, but it's not dark. Stuff you want to mess with. It's dark.
It's Wicca, or I don't know. It's dark. Like, I don't even go down that road.
No, don't go down that road. Nobody wants to go down that road.
I would never, but I've never had anybody evil because they know, like, I'll just tell them to go away.
And you can do that.
Oh, yeah. If somebody ever came forward that was, I felt evil, it would just be like, I see you. I'm not even connected with
now,
you.
Now, does everybody have that ability? So when we are encounter evil, can we? It's, as long as we're in a good place, we can not allow them into our space.
I believe.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. And like I said, always cleanse. Even just a piece of jewelry, or just, you know, your home is your sanctuary.
And so, cleansing meaning, Sherry, for those that don't know what that means, cleansing.
Saging. Saging or using burning sage or burning Palo Santos, or wearing a piece of, so black obsidian is for protection. So if you wear something with that black stone, black obsidian, then that's for protection. There's so many ways. And you know what? Always even like your property as well. And, you know, throw it in the fire pit. Throw some sage in the fire pit. It also keeps mosquitoes away. So you get it's a 2-in-1.
Perfect. I don't know if we have time for one quick question, but how do you think your practice brings people closure?
It just gives them comfort that their loved ones are okay. It gives them comfort that a lot of people look for closure. Some people get a closure that they needed. Some people get a closure from when they were from 30 years ago. Like, I could go on and on and on with the amazing things that mediumship does for people. And it just gives them
you know, the depression leaves, the anxiety leaves. It's just...
We can do an entire show about our experiences, Sherry. We can do an entire show on our experiences because I have tons of them. I'm sure, Joan, you have a few too. Maybe we'll do that next time.
Oh, my gosh. We could have some laughs too.
Okay, we have to go. We have to go. Sherry, if someone would like to book an appointment with you, where can they reach you?
They can go to my website, www.sherrygallant.com, or I'm all over the internet. Google my name.
And Joan?
Okay. I am Joan Kelly Walker Official on Instagram or joankellywalker.com.
And my website, singleinthecity.ca, as you know. And you can find me on Instagram, Official Laura Bellotta. Also, you can follow us on Instagram, The Dating and Relationship Show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in each and every week, and especially this week. See you next week. Ciao.
The preceding program is a specialty program. Unless otherwise identified, the participants on the program are not employees of Corus Entertainment. Opinions expressed may not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.